a decision to use mating disruption as a tool to minimize damage from navel orangeworm. In almonds and pistachios, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. Mating disruption for navel orangeworm is critical if you're in those hot spots, according to David Haviland, an entomologist with UCANR Kern County.
You know, the average grower is trying to decide what is the role of mating disruption. You know, in hindsight, in 2017, it more than paid for itself everywhere it was used. In 2018, with very little damage, you know, in many cases, it didn't pay for itself. It reduced damage. A half of 10% is huge. A half of 0.5% isn't that big of a difference.
And David, I'm sure that's something growers really need to consider, whether they're in a hot spot for navel orangeworm or not.
And so growers are trying to figure out, where do I use mating disruption? And anywhere that historically has high damage, you almost have to use it. It would make no sense not to.
And David, you got to think the other way around as well.
Likewise, if you're somewhere that never really has more than 1%, it's not as easily justified there unless you can reduce the number of insecticide sprays.
Low pressure could mean very good orchard sanitation.
You know, keep doing it or start replacing insecticides with mating disruption.
That's David Haviland in Kern County. Did you know almonds, along with other nuts and seeds, may help improve lipid or fat levels in the blood? This can benefit heart health. In a study, scientists found that almonds significantly increased the levels of antioxidants in the bloodstream, reduced blood pressure, and improved blood flow. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Tree Nut Report.